Thank you, Ian. And now back to the news. A bit of a mixture now, with a new home for the city's Hamlet Centre, a trumpeter goes on tour to raise funds, and firefighters stage a charity marathon. First, however, a visit from the Director General of the BBC. The Director General of the BBC, Tim Davey, was at the forum where it's believed he was given a tour of upgrades to the Look East television studio. His visit comes as BBC Radio Norfolk is facing cuts as part of a reorganisation of local radio services nationally. At least 8 BBC Radio Norfolk presenters have left their roles since news of the shake-up, which has seen the popular Treasure Quest show on Sunday axed. The axing of the show led to presenter Sophie Little launching a tirade against the plans live on air. Last October, the BBC revealed its controversial plans to overhaul its local radio services, with stations sharing more content and broadcasting less programming unique to their area. The proposals come as part of the corporation's new strategy to create a modern digital-led broadcaster. All 39 BBC local radio stations will continue with their own dedicated local programming between 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. on weekdays. On weekends, the local output will be reduced to sports commentaries and hourly news bulletins.
An organisation which has helped more than 25,000 families across half a century is expanding its service. The Hamlet, a disability charity in the city, is celebrating its 50-year anniversary by setting up shop at a new venue and launching a fundraising campaign. The charity, which supports more than 500 families each year since it began in 1973, already operates in 2 locations in Norwich, Johnson Place and Ella Road. Now, it has fulfilled a long-held ambition to expand its adult service and acquired new premises in Marion Road, Thorpe Hamlet. Chief Executive of the Hamlet, Ellie Coulson, believes there's an ever-increasing demand for its service, saying families need our support now more than ever. The uncertain financial climate and increasing pressure on public service means that we are a lifeline for many people who would otherwise not have access to the opportunities they deserve.
A trumpet player is taking a musical tour of Norwich to raise money for the Big C Cancer Charity. Musician Dennis Freer-Smith is taking on the rhythmic journey to raise money for the Norfolk-based charity with a tour of each of the city's churches. Dennis will be performing a piece of traditional trumpet music in each of the venues, as well as making video recordings of each performance, which will be available to watch on social media and YouTube. The trumpeter, musical entertainer, cabaret artist and instrumental teacher has already started his performances, having played some pieces for the entrance and exit of the congregation at Christ Church, Catton. Dennis, who has a £10,000 fundraising target, said, "I'm raising money in aid of the Big C Appeal Limited because it means a great deal to me. Members of my immediate and extended family have been affected by cancer, and some are still living with it."
Hundreds of firefighters took part in an epic 72-hour-long relay between all 42 of Norfolk's fire stations to give a charity welcome boost. More than 250 Norfolk firefighters and fire staff from every station took place in the Round the Clock Challenge to raise money for the firefighter charity, part of the annual Fire Chiefs Challenge. The event began at Great Yarmouth Fire Station on Thursday night and ended on Sunday afternoon at Carra Fire Station on the edge of Norwich. Runners used a brass fire hose known as a branch as their baton during the event, which covered 385 miles. The run had raised more than £5,000 for the firefighter charity, which provides lifelong support to fire service staff and their families. It has supported hundreds of firefighters from Norfolk during the 80 years it has been running.
For the first time in many years, the annual conference of the National Association of City and Town Sheriffs of England and Wales was held in Norwich. Today, there are just 15 sheriffs, men and women, from all walks of life, with a common aim to help and serve their community, normally for 12 months. They arrived in Norwich, where they were welcomed at Norwich Castle by Snap the Dragon and the Whifflers, and our Sheriff, Dr. Jan Sheldon, Chief Executive of the Norwich-based homeless charity St. Martin's. The annual conference was held at City Hall on Saturday, and the weekend ended with sheriffs attending the Harvest Thanksgiving service at St. Peter Mancroft Church before heading home. Most had never been to Norwich or Norfolk before, but said they would be returning, while Association Chairman David Brown from Gloucester said the conference and weekend had been an enormous success. With our last news item, we've reached the end of part one, and we'll hand over to Lorna and Mike for part two. So with that, it's goodbye from Gaynor and myself. We hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.